You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams, here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, sometimes the international, and yeah, like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, it's that time of the week. It's not just the day we play the camel. It's not just hump day halfway to Friday. It's also the day we have the Grand Council with two of my brethren in talk radio. So let me just call the roll for the Grand Council from FM Talk 106.5 down yonder in Mobile, host of the Jeff Poor Show and editor-in-chief of 1819 News. Jeff Poor, are you here?
I am present.
You are indeed. Thank you so much. Also, by the way, from 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN out of Huntsville, host of the Dale Jackson Show in the mornings. Also, by the way, writing for Yellowhammer News. Dale Jackson, are you here?
Oh.
All right, stand at ease. I pronounce a quorum. Hit it, Boomer.
Assemble the Grand Council.
Ba-da. Bum-ba-da. All right. I think last time Jeff went first, so Dale Jackson, I'm handing the baton to you. What is the first question for the council?
Let's just go ahead and get a little rumor killer out of the way here. It was discussed earlier, maybe it was last week, when all this Speaker of the House drama was going on. And you had Mike Rogers. Maybe there were some questions about what was happening there. And, you know, the 3rd Congressional District, there's this legendary superstar and former state senator that lives in that newly drawn Etowah County.
Just stop.
And there was some question about whether or not if Mike Rogers were to go sideways on some of this and work with those dastardly Democrats, would there be a potential congressional candidate named Phil Williams.
Are you writing the first $1 million check? Is that what you're saying?
I mean, I don't know. You make me interested in it first, and maybe I will.
You know what? God has not opened any doors in my heart or mind to run for Congress right now. So thank you, Dale Jackson, for the flattery. It will get you everywhere. Jeff Poor.
I didn't make that rumor up.
Okay.
I heard it.
Oh, you heard it. You heard it from where? From,
well, they're not going to give away my source, but I've heard some rumbling.
You yourself and you heard it?
I'm saying
no. I too have heard this rumor.
For the love of God.
I'll elaborate.
All right, stop. Just stop now.
We have talked about this. The two names that I have heard.
Oh my God.
One, Phil Williams of Right Side Radio, and his friend in arms there, Mac Butler, and also of Gadsden, as potential candidates to primary Mike Rogers.
I'm hearing that Boomer's going to run for Congress.
Nope.
He's sitting over here right now.
See, that's not true. But these are real discussions that have been had by people.
I have had no real discussions with anybody of any sort.
Have you had any discussions that maybe weren't real?
I'm not here to be deposed by you.
Would you?
You texted
me.
How about that? You texted me. There's the discussion that I've had. How about that? Next question. Jeff Poor, take it away. What do you got that's real?
Well, for real this time, I mean, I don't know if I'm going to eat crow. One day I feel like I will for saying that Dylan Mulvaney had a better shot at Speaker than Jim Jordan. And the next day, well, maybe I was right because this candidate is so problematic. Where are we at here on this one, guys?
On Jordan getting elected Speaker?
Yes.
Well, I do think he's a shy better off than Dylan Mulvaney, but I don't think they're making a Bud Light can with Jordan's face on it. But right now, I think the second vote, he actually lost a little bit of ground, but he's still closer than Scalise ever was. I don't know, man. I mean, right now, what you're really not seeing, McCarthy is sort of giving this, well, I am for him and I want to support him, but McCarthy's not getting his seat back. Scalise has been a little quieter. And I would think that if Scalise and McCarthy, if they're behind the scenes doing some real arm twisting, that somewhere, sometime soon, you're going to see Speaker Jordan. But if that's not going to happen in the next 2 days, then I'd say probably bets are off. And then what do we do? Dale.
Losing ground is not a good idea. I would say that it doesn't seem impossible that he finally get there, but losing ground doesn't really look good, does it? Maybe he has a a better chance of being Woman of the Year than he does Speaker of the House, like Dylan Mulvaney.
Well, take it away, Jeff. What are your thoughts on it, though?
Tell me if you'll buy this, because Barrymore on my show today predicted this would happen. He thinks that there was somebody committed in that first round to Jim Jordan, and that they were going to go other way to try to pour cold water on the Jim Jordan speakership, that it would give the media some and the Democrats some fodder and kill this thing.
I'm not sure I'm tracking what you're saying. That you think that there's people that are trying to just kill the Jim Jordan speakership?
Yeah, so initially they voted for it. They said they would. They committed to it. It's just like, but he's not going to win. And then and now they didn't like Jim Jordan in the first place. They're going to go in the other direction and push Jim Jordan in the other direction to kind of take some momentum away from him.
Well, I think bottom line is I think what's happening is that there are some people out there who are loving the idea of sort of smacking back at the people who they believe are the reason why they don't have a Speaker McCarthy anymore, and they don't want him to get a quick free pass. So if you can get over those hate hurdles and recognize they have work to do, maybe we'll have a Speaker Jordan. Because I still go back to what I said, was it last week, I think, that they're going to have somebody who has the respect and can corral the cats on the Freedom Caucus and still work with others. And I think Jordan's the only one who's proven he can do all of the above. He chaired the Freedom Caucus, but he's also chaired Judiciary and led the charge on several things that everybody likes. So I don't know who else they've got in the wings that can rally the troops, but nobody else is right now looking like the guy except for him. That's where I see it. Any final comments, Dale?
No, I mean, you guys know this better than I do, obviously. And you know, Barry Moore's there, so that's probably a pretty good look at what's happening here. But I just, again, how do you vote for him, then not vote for him, and then vote for him again? I mean, what are we doing there?
It's ridiculous, and it's I really believe that the people's business is able to, for the most part, continue right now, except that at some point you realize all you're doing now is creating more division and dysfunction, and we need to get our act together.
And they're talking about maybe passing a resolution giving power to McHenry, the pro tem speaker there, and let him do some of the things that would normally go on, resolutions and funding for all the wars we want to start paying for right now, so we get to do all of that too.
Oh, well, we'll see. McHenry, that would be fun. All right, third question before the round is over with here. So just today, pro-Hamas ceasefire activists, many of whom were apparently Jewish Hamas sympathizers, took part of the Capitol complex over in a massive protest. I want to know, is this an insurrection? Because I thought that was the new standard we went by. Your thoughts on this, Dale Jackson?
Well, since the first one wasn't an insurrection, I'm not going to call this an insurrection either. This is a mild disturbance, maybe a riot of some kind, maybe, but it hasn't even gotten that bad. So, it's not an insurrection. But if I'm one of those January 6th defendants and I see this and they just slap them on the wrist, I think I'd be pretty pissed.
Especially when my understanding is Rashida Tlaib, the how did you get elected to Congress person, actually gave a fiery speech, and then people went and protested inside. Isn't that what Mo Brooks and Donald Trump are both accused of doing, inciting a riot?
And she lied about it, too, because she was saying that Israel hit the hospital with a missile. She was saying that out there as well.
She's something else. Weigh in here, Jeff.
So eventually you're saying that Bo Brooks is going to have to speak on Rashida Tlaib's defense when this does the criminal trial, right?
Yes.
And he'll be Speaker of the House and run for Congress in the 3rd Congressional District.
That's awesome. This is going to be a great day for Alabama. I don't know. I mean, so what? So Jeff, how do they argue their way out of this? This is not. I mean, nobody put their feet up on Pelosi's desk, but
the left's gonna have to own these people. This is the strategy of the right from here forward. It forget all this speaker's race stuff. Forget all about that and make them own these left wing anti-Semitic pro-Palestinian protesters. That's what you need. It's Randall Woodfin. It's Eddie Burkhalter. It's whoever else we want to name. Tim Lockett. I'll throw him in there. But that's these people. The left has to own them.
Well, right now the left keeps owning itself and not taking ownership of its people. You're right. And I think that's the thing is right now what you're seeing is they staged an entire year of the January 6th commission with Adam Kinzinger crying on TV and Liz Cheney losing her mind and losing her seat. And I just look at that and think, what a farcical opportunity that was, just lost. I mean, they had an opportunity there to maybe take a few people who went too far and criminalize them and say, don't ever do that again. But no, they made an entire narrative out of insurrection, and now we got left protesters, and they're not going to say boo about it, I guarantee you. All right, fellas, round one, Grand Council. We're right here with Jeff Poore from FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile, and also 1819 News, and Dale Jackson from WVNN out of Huntsville, and Yellowhammer News, and just little old me. Rumors aside, that's not happened. Phil Williams, we'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Back for round two of the Grand Council with our friends and fellow radio guys. This would be Jeff Poore from FM Talk 106.5 and 1819 News. And Dale Jackson up at WVNN in Huntsville and Yellowhammer News. That means, Dale Jackson, you're up. What you got?
All right. Mayor Randall Woodfin has said, hey, this Alabama Literacy Act thing is coming into play here soon. And yeah, we're not doing that great, so we need to figure out how to get kids into classrooms so we can fix this a little bit. And he's saying maybe start putting parents in jail for having truant kids. I like this plan. Will we see it spread? Will he actually do it, or is this just yapping?
Take it away, Jeff.
I think it's talk. Can you do that legally? I don't know. Maybe there ought to be some kind of civil penalty, but can you criminalize that? It seems like it has some legal questions. That just seems like Randall Woodfin wish casting.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's Randall Woodfin. But now he's got a problem. I mean, Jefferson County, Birmingham proper, it's a mess. We had a guy on the show who was on a board that spent a commission studying truancy and absenteeisms in the state of Alabama, and I had no idea. It's epic. And you look at it and go, we never really recovered since COVID. But can you have them arrested? You're going to have to find a way to craft a case under the law that says this is a case of neglect or a form of child abuse in the form of neglect. I cannot imagine you can just say, well, your kid didn't show up for school, and so you're going to jail. I mean, I don't know that we can impart that kind of penalty to a parent of a kid, especially if the kid is making a willful decision to just, skip school. So there's my thought. Randall Woodfin. Maybe if he quit pardoning all of the marijuana arrests in the city, he'd have less absenteeism. I don't know. Just a thought. Just saying. Next question. Is it mine? Dale. No, Jeff, you go ahead.
Let's turn to the Alabama legislature. Clay Schofield, I hear different things every day, but last I heard 50-50 chance he's going to work for BCA. What do you think of this, guys? And who is going to be, if this happens, the next majority leader to replace Clay Schofield?
Well, so is it going to happen? First of all, I don't know. I mean, I think, Clay got elected same time I did in 2010. He's probably getting tired. It's been a rowdy, 14 years for him, 13 years. And at the same time, he's herding cats. Clay's a decent guy. He and I were good friends when I was down there. Does he want a job at BCA? I never would have thought of him going there. I would have thought of him going to ag because that's his background. He was a poultry and cattle farmer. But he sold the farm, so he's free. And I look at it and go, why would you want that job? Well, because it pays a whole lot probably. But he can't lobby either house of the legislature for 2 years. We passed that law when I was there, and then we strengthened it again a couple years later. So he cannot go lobbying. He can be a director of a business. So I think the BCA has got to get some street cred back. What they were thinking when they hired a Democrat to be in charge of the BCA in the middle of a red state, I don't know. Whether Clay is going to go there, I have not talked to him directly yet, but I would also put it at 50-50. Dale?
I don't know. I sent him a text yesterday kind of feeling him out, and he was not committal as to what's going on, and I'm not so sure that he would bounce in the middle of a term, but maybe he would. I don't know. I guess it all depends on what's going on in his life and what he wants to do. But I know as little as less than you guys know about this, and I just couldn't imagine. I don't like it when people get a job, run for it, and then quit in the middle of the term to go do something else in government. Related. So I'm not a fan of that.
Well, so Jeff, what are your thoughts? You guys have been tracking the story.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense. The BCA's lost its swagger, guys. It is not the same BCA as it was.
It's not.
You know, and I think they've just some of the hires, the progressivism. It is makes sense for BCA. I'm not crazy about him leaving, but look, I'd rather have somebody step aside and go do what they need to do, and we can get somebody in there that wants to be there or is 100% committed to the job in a way you have to for a part-time job. So I don't begrudge him there, but this makes sense on paper for BCA. They got to gain some ground back. They've been taking L after L.
Yeah, and you ask who's – so I'll go ahead and just make the second part of your question my question. Who would be the next majority leader? And I look at it. So right now, apparently Clyde Chambliss is always angling for something. Every time I turn around, Clyde Chambliss is angling for something. And I like Clyde as a person. But I don't see him as a majority leader. And part of that is because I think the majority leader is going to have to be a person with a personality that can insert itself into issues. And Clyde is not a strong personality. And I don't mean that in a mean way. He's just not. By the way, the worst kept rumor before the BCA job was that Clyde was going over to take over DOT, which makes sense because he's a civil engineer. So I look at it and think I'm looking at somebody more along the lines of Sam Gavan, and we'll see how that plays out. Dale?
Yeah, I just, you know, again, that's an inner office thing there in the state Senate. It's not really a public facing position. You don't hear Clay Schofield out there running around publicly doing stuff. So I'm not really sure. I'd like to see Sam Gavan doing that. That's my guy, right? That's my state senator. So, yeah, I'd love to see Sam Gavan doing that.
Jeff, your thoughts on it?
Prohibitive favor right now, Steve Livingston. He tried to run for member leadership last time they had to change when Del Mar stepped aside. I wouldn't mind seeing Sam Gavan. Clyde Chambliss is the only one to really speak publicly about it. But there'll be some others. I think watch Senator Elliott. He'll make a charge at it. But right now, Steve Livingston looks to be the guy.
I think Chris Elliott would be a good one. I think Chris Elliott's personality also lends to it. Steve Livingston's a good dude. He and I were friends when I was down there. But I don't know if the body's going to let the guy from Jackson County and the guy from DeKalb County, Speaker of the House Ledbetter, be in the same delegation and be in that much in terms of positions of authority over bodies of the legislature. I just don't know.
I mean, it's only Senator. It's only like, you know, Clyde. I mean, Clay Schofield and Steve Livingston's districts border one another. It's not that far apart. It's same with Ledbetter and Schofield.
You're not wrong. We'll see, dudes. We'll see. That was a fast half hour, but I appreciate both of you. Thank you very much to Dale Jackson, host of the Dale Jackson Show on 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN up in Huntsville, writing stuff for Yellowhammer News. And Jeff Poor, host of the Jeff Poor Show, FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile, also the editor-in-chief of 1819 News. We'll be right back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio.